There's over 70% of the projects that they actually draw don't ever end up getting built. Not every architect will just take on any design either. It's the reality of what someone can afford to actually what is drawn and designed. The home that you're wishing to build to the budget that you're actually wishing to spend. Hey guys, welcome to The Builder's Edge. I'm Norm Wales from Norm Wales Constructions. Now, for me, the whole purpose of this podcast here is to bring a little bit more awareness around the construction industry. I've been feeling for many, many years that there's not enough helpful information out there to support you guys to make the right choice. Now, we are a smaller family independent building company, and we're not here to build everybody's home. But we would definitely love to be able to work with you to facilitate your dream home. But if we don't build your new home, we want you to be able to make the right decision in choosing the right builder for you. So hopefully the information that I'm able to provide through this podcast can be informative and helpful that you can now create your dream home. So I hope you enjoy it and thanks for watching.
So interesting question, Norm. Do I need an architect to build my home?
Yeah, look, a lot of people tend to think that they're going to build their forever home, and then they start thinking, yes, we'll engage an architect and it'll be all good from there. But the problem, I guess, is every architect, they deliver a beautiful product. But the answer, I guess, to your question is no, you don't have to engage an architect to still be able to design a beautiful home. Now, the differences are there, like people may not be aware of, like architects, they draw amazing products. You know, they're very visionary and very, very detailed. You know, what they do are fantastic. You know, no discredit to them. They're amazing. But you're going to pay for that as well. And the problem is that you will give a bit of a brief to an architect and they'll start drawing and designing this, but not really understanding the costings. The problem is that architects don't deal with the numbers and they don't construct the build itself. So yes, they're very good at drawing these marvelous, beautiful homes, but they don't build them and they don't deal with the numbers to what they cost. So that's where, you know, if you start working with a draftsperson, generally has more interaction with the builder, and these like draftspeople there, they're a lot more practical. That you generally find them, like ourselves, we have our own internal draftspeople. And it's about having that relationship with working with the builder that understands the cost. You know, you can adapt on the fly when you're having conversations about what to change and what we can add to reduce cost as well.
Yeah. So just to clarify what you're saying there that if families engage an architectural firm to design their home, one of the risks that they may run into is an architectural firm designing a home way out of their budget.
Yeah.
And that's because they don't fully understand the construction process, the cost of building that's current. And to be fair, from our lens, we see that a lot. We deal with a lot of builders who deal with clients. And clients come to them going, we've got these plans back from the architect, and like 2-3 times out of our budget.
Yeah, look, unfortunately that is the case. And look, I know, you know, several architects there, and they do an amazing job, but they themselves have actually told me that there's over 70% of the projects that they actually draw don't ever end up getting built.
Wow.
You know, so that's a lot of money you have the general homeowner investing that doesn't come to fruition, you know. So by working with a builder that's going to be hands-on on the ground and establishing exactly what you're wanting, you know, and bringing things into a price point is a much better approach than actually not working with a builder, going alone and with an architect and running the risk of, you know, that actual project, you know, going over budget and never being built.
I mean, without casting a negative shadow onto architects, But why is that? Why is that 70 to 80% of plans don't get built or drawings don't get built? Like what's the purpose behind that? Is it to purely show like, hey, this is what you could build? Is it like from a creative ideation standpoint? Like why is that the case?
Yeah, look, architects are very creative. Like I said, they're fantastic people and very visionary sort of types of people there. But it's the reality of what someone can afford to actually what is drawn and designed. And that's where even with some of the other architects that will engage builders themselves to help in regards to design and get price points and that along the way there, that it still has its limitations of where it ends up. Because at the end of the day, the owners are going to be requesting what they want. The architect draws what they want or they, you know, put what they believe that should be in place there. And the builder doesn't have full control over that process there. And they're not able to help the customer in like the way would be able to do if they were doing an in-house sort of drafting.
So from your opinion, right, if you were to build out the perfect building process for a family, walk us through what would that be?
Look, the best process for anyone to start there is do your research. There's plenty of content and information out there in the world we live in there now. Find a couple of builders in your local area that are equally the same. Reach out to them. You know, you can sort of test the waters there and send them an email, leave them a voicemail, see if they respond back to you, see if the communication's there to begin with. You know, so there's a few qualifying things that you can do to test your builder. And then to start building that relationship. Once you've selected the right ones of choice there, find a builder that's going to be the best fit for yourselves that isn't necessarily always going to tell you yes to everything or, you know, she'll be right sort of thing. The builder will be saying no to you. They will be giving you pros and cons and the advantages and disadvantages
that you want what you're looking for.
That's right, you know, so they've got to be informative. They're there to give you the best outcome. If you think that you're getting told everything that you just want to hear, you know, that may not necessarily be the right path to be taking. But more importantly, it's got to feel good for yourselves. And once you have selected that builder there, you know, going into, you know, a preliminary agreement, getting concepts and things drawn up there, and then start layering up that plan and, you know, continuing on that journey.
So specifically in this, what you've just mapped out there, is it a matter of engaging the builder first and through the builder helps you get in touch with the right architect or like what, how should they approach that?
Yeah, look, definitely I believe engaging the builder first. They can still, you know, put you onto architects or draftspeople or what firm is going to be more suitable to the design that you specifically want. Because not every architect will just take on any specific design either. You know, like I said, that they are in a completely different field to a general draftsperson. You know, so it really comes down to the caliber of the home that you're wishing to construct. And then you've got to align the home that you're, you know, wishing to build to the budget that you're actually wishing to spend. And if all those things line up and you've got an endless checkbook there, I guess, and you know you're happy to go down the architect road, and what it costs you is what it costs you, you know, you can definitely do that. But most people generally have to work within some form of the realms and a real spectrum, and you know you can still achieve fantastic results by not working with an architect and working with an internal building company that have their own drafting team and design a beautiful home.
So walk us through your guys' process then at Normiles Constructions. Like how do you guys ensure that you guys are delivering plans and designs within your clients' budgets?
Yeah, look, I guess it starts there with the early consultations and communication through with what their scope is and what they're wanting. It's really important we find out that we're both a good fit for each other there. You know, we'll always be upfront and honest with people if we can or cannot help them.
And just on that, what makes somebody perhaps not the best fit for you guys?
Look, for ourselves, we are very focused on the quality control and I guess the product that we deliver there. We're very mindful of the number of projects that we take on. We can only facilitate so much, you know, depending on the complexity of the builds there. And we want to make sure the projects that we do take on, we give ourselves, you know, 110% commitment, you know, into that project, you know. So for us, if someone's coming into us and it's purely going to be about, you know, oh, look, I want this, but we'll cut corners there, or, you know, can we put a plastic door stop in this area, or look, can we buy this from Bunnings or wherever that happens to be, you know, that's not necessarily the process that we would take and go down. Like, for us, it's about giving people the home that they're going to get the longevity out of, you know, pay for things once, not twice. Like, yes, there's options out there for people to start making small changes and more cost-effective options there. But you don't want to go compromising on the quality of your trade skills and, you know, certain materials and products that you put in your home there. You know, if you work with a builder from the get-go there, they should be able to guide you down the path that you shouldn't have to be compromising on certain areas there. And if you do have to compromise due to budget, they should be able to give you some good examples of, okay, well, look, I'd work on this or working on something else, or maybe you can sort of put a bit of provision in and add that later on, you know. Like, it's just a matter of actually working closely with each other there and finding out what's going to be the best fit. But, you know, for people that really aren't focused on the overall quality and really what the home is, you know, they may not be the best fit for us. You know, it's we work with people that really do care about the overall, you know, investment of their home, and they want to get that longevity out of it and the best value for the money, for the quality of the product that we're delivering.
Yeah, love that. So on the, I mean, keeping in the lane of architects, right, who would be like the right fit or the perfect fit for somebody, for you to say to them, you guys need to go and speak to an architect?
Yeah, look, if people are really wanting that one-of-a-kind home and there's no limitation on money, and you want to, you know, get the best of the best, an architect is by far going to deliver you an amazing home that will end up on Grand Design or something. Do you know what I mean? So there's, you know, no two doubts about that. Those guys know what they're doing. But unfortunately, like I said before, not everybody's in that realm, you know. And we have to bring things back to reality of what really we, you know, we want, what we can afford, and find that balance between all those things without compromising on the quality of the construction.
So I mean, what I sort of take from that is you've just said there that architects are perhaps more specialized to deal with bigger budgets. You know, in the what would the price, is it like the $2 million plus range sort of?
Oh, look, when people start talking several millions of dollars on a home, and if they want to start spending, you know, larger amounts on getting plans and specifications done, you know, it's definitely going to be an avenue for them as an architect there. But if it comes down to that, you know, it's still going to be a very well-calibered sort of built home, you can still work with a builder and a draftsperson to achieve a very high caliber home. Like, there's not going to be no difference in what goes into your home. It just comes down to really the initial outlay. Is that necessary, you know, to actually have an architect design that home specifically, or can you save yourself a lot of money going down the other path and just working with a builder internally drafting it?
Yeah. I suppose just kind of wrapping this topic up, I mean, for yourself, you've been in the industry for a while. How do you personally feel? Like, what's the, if you were to leave one message out there to families, homeowners who are considering building their forever home in the next kind of 12 months, what's the message that you would say to them regarding using architects in the process, or ensuring that they get the best plans and designs for them?
Yeah, look, the best approach is obviously always to start now. The sooner they start the process there and getting their plans and specifications, or, you know, in the early stages, some concepts together, by working with a builder there, you're going to be able to, I guess, get navigated in the right direction if an architect is a good fit for you, or, or if just getting a draftsperson to draw them up is a better fit. Once you know you communicate with your builder and you weigh up those options there, then it's a matter of then engaging either the architect or the draftsperson there, and you know taking that journey through and layering those plans up. But the biggest thing I guess people can take away from that there is talk with your builder before you start just jumping into a draftsperson or an architect and ask questions around that, because the builder will be able to help you with that sort of an outcome there. But you will find more often than not, you'll probably find a draftsperson is going to be a better fit than an architect, and that will just come down to, I guess your budget and the spend of the actual project.
Yeah, I love it. That's super practical. Love that. So on that note, I'm going to transition to I get to know your norm jar. Let's get the question of the day. Oh, you got a, is that two or one? Oh, three, two, one. All right. Here we go. I thought you might like this question. What's the most adventurous thing you've ever done and what did you learn from it? There'd be a few in there.
There'd be a couple out there, I guess. Look, I'd say it'd be more going back as a young kid. We were quite adventurous in, riding the bikes around the bush and the forestry and exploring. And I guess a story I remember would have only been probably, 10, 11-year-olds, I guess, kids riding around through the forestry, and we come across a little stream, and then we decide to sort of build a, I guess you could say, a glorified little fortress cubby house out there. And yeah, like I guess what I learned from that there is, little things like that, stamp a good memory, and it's still years later, I still remember those fond little things. So I guess for me, it'd be about remembering those small little adventures and don't forget the simple little things that, you come across. It's the little things, I guess, you can reflect back on and the experiences that you have, I guess, priceless there, So they're just the memories, I guess, that are created.
Love that. How old were you when you did that, by the way?
Yeah, I think it would have been maybe 10, 11. But, yeah, it's just about getting out there and exploring and, making the most of every day.
Yeah, yeah. Love that. Love that. All right. Well, as always, Norm, thank you so much.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers.